Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. In a little bit, we're going to get into some entertainment news. A little later in the show, we're going to talk about our WFHR, WIRI parking lot party coming up next Wednesday. Looking forward to getting into that. But it's a Thursday. You know what that means, everybody. It's our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society. We're joined by our good friend Tim from over there. Tim, good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you both.
Appreciate you.
And Melissa.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you being here. We do want to send a gigantic shout out to Luann Goetz. She is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. We'll talk more about her in a moment, but we do want to send a shout out to her. And keep in mind, your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Give her a call, 715-424-4393, 424-4393, or email her at lgoetz@tickinsurance.com, lgoetz@tickinsurance.com. A big thank you to her. I appreciate those that support us, support us, everybody. Buy local, support local.
Yes.
Tim, I wanted to get right into our Pet of the Week and get into some notes that you might have for us. But it's been a long week already for you, hasn't it, man?
Yes. We got a bunch of stuff here, and I'm not going to get it all in, but I'm going to try and just give you some snippets of things. Mm-hmm. The actual Pet of the Week is all of the pets. We are at capacity, mm-hmm. quite okay. honestly. Our dogs, we can't take anymore. The surrenders, everybody's got to go on a list now. Mm-hmm. We're just at capacity. And I'll give you some of the reasons why. We're getting, on the cats side, we just had all those litters, and we had the 41, I believe, total that were in foster that are now up for adoption. So in addition to the... Mm-hmm. We had a full house. Now mm-hmm. we brought all those cats, or almost all, back.
Right.
Wow.
So it makes for a full house. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday we had an unfortunate incident. I showed the gentleman here mm-hmm. one photo of we had a hoarding case mm-hmm. again. And this one was pretty nasty, to be honest.
Yeah.
You guys saw the picture of mm-hmm. just...
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
Yes. This one, there were, after we found everything, or not, we didn't actually find everything, but we took out 10 dogs out of this house. This is a house now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There were at least 6 cats. We don't know. We're going to start trapping them today. They were hiding in the basement. It's like some of them were newborn kittens again. Mm-hmm. Over 50 rabbits.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
3 chickens. And 2 geckos.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
Yes. So we had a lot of law enforcement agencies, the village officials, and I believe the house was immediately condemned. Mm-hmm. It was that bad.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
we had to shuffle a lot of dogs. We have doubles in some kennels. There's just mm-hmm. nowhere to go right now because all these dogs that we brought in have fleas. Have medical issues.
Yeah.
Their fur, their automate, all have to be groomed.
Mm-hmm.
They are pretty much a mess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a topic. I mentioned, just in case the audience doesn't know, I've worked at 4 or 5 different shelters in my life, and been in not just here in Wisconsin, but in Illinois and out in California. And this is an issue that a lot of shelters face, and not just rural communities, but all around. In Santa Barbara, we had a case, one of the more richer places in America, and we had a case similar to this, Tim. So I've had some experience with this one, and I've also I've seen a lot of these animals face to face. I've had to, scurry and pick some up. You mentioned kittens. We had a litter of kittens that had never really had human interaction. So trying to rustle them in and grab them and everything, we got clawed up. We got all these things. They're animals. They don't know. They don't know what's going on or anything like that. And I talked about this a lot when I was living in California. I, just speaking for myself, believe that one of the only ways to counter something like this is for the laws to catch up with where we are with this and have more the fines heavier, different things like that. That there is. I'm not talking about jail time or anything, but I am am talking about much more serious actions being taken on this so that there is some accountability for this. Because as it is, there is not enough accountability to keep people from doing these kind of things.
Correct.
Some of this is a mental health thing, and I'm not trying to talk. I'm not talking about that necessarily. I'm not talking about hoarding or that sort of thing. That's a very different category. I'm talking about the selfish nature that we can have as human beings sometimes, including myself, with these animals. We just can't. We have to draw a line, and we have to stop. The people don't suffer. The animals do.
Yes.
Every time. Every time, no matter what the situation, no matter how many times we hear these stories, and we just kind of continue to keep going about our day and letting these things go. I encourage you to reach out to your politicians. I encourage you to reach out to your city representatives and have something done about this, because otherwise... This is if I can't reach you on that level, let me talk to your wallet. Let me talk to your purse, because this adds to our tax dollars. This all this does is tick that up even more. This isn't an issue you can just slide under the bed. You can't just throw this away and nobody look at that or anything. This is going to continue to be an issue if we don't do something about it. And this is one of the only courses of action we have, is to raise fines and to make the punishments more severe for people that do these things. This is breaking the law. This is against human nature, let alone other things. I get on a soapbox about it, and I'm not going to apologize for it, because somebody's got to talk.
I can tell.
Somebody's got to talk for these animals, man. Yeah. And I'm not a PETA guy. I'm not somebody that puts animals ahead of humans or something like that. I'm not looking at doing that. I'm looking at treating them like living, breathing creatures.
With dignity.
Just dignity. Just the simplest of things and everything. And I don't know. It upsets me. It bothers me seeing pictures like that, man. And because these animals didn't ask for this.
No.
These animals are – and I bet you, especially when it comes to, like, dogs and everything, so many of them, no matter what they've been through, what do they do when they see you? They come right up to you, man.
Yes.
Even after you've mistreated them and everything, how can you not love something like that? How can you not want to root for something and fight for something like that?
And another part of this is what you said, but to get in a little further, and I don't want to get into like a political discussion.
Sure.
But with a lot of this is people homeless or they just don't have the funds. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, like this case here, I don't know the whole story. We just got there yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
But all of these animals in one spot, why?
Yeah.
I mean, is it a mental illness thing? I have no idea. But you're right. The animals are a little bit, I can't get into too much of it, but one of the bigger dogs apparently attacked this little puppy, had it by the throat. And I guess when the first responders were there, they thought the puppy was dead.
Aww.
But it turns out it was okay. We had I guess I can give these shout-outs, a progressive vet.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have all of the dogs looked at by a vet. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Macias did that. And
shout-out to her.
Because we have to, the county makes sure that these animals were mistreated, because they were impounded.
Yeah.
So they were just, the county takes them away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we're the care facility.
Right.
That's our only function in this. But now we're going to have all the medical clean up.
Yeah.
I was looking at my emails this morning. They started already with all of the animals. So I don't know what the answer is, James.
I'm with you, and I appreciate the honesty there, because I don't know that anybody does really have the answer, other than that we have to come up with one. That we have to put our heads together, and as a society, as a people, as human beings, and putting our heads together, and putting our all these other things aside, and being like, okay, let's tackle this subject. This is something that is self-inflicted. This is something that we continue to do as a society and let it happen. We can do something about this. There are certain things in life I know seem huge, and how would we ever fix this or anything like that? One at a time.
Well,
one at a time, it's doable. We can do this. And Tim, did you have any other notes for us or anything like that?
Well, and one more thing. We may get two more, because now we've heard, I've talked to you before about a couple of the homeless people living on a car.
Mm.
The one we had where we had taken five dogs away, apparently he's got another dog now, but we haven't found him yet.
Mm.
And we have another homeless person that has a dog that's bringing it to one of our other places and shouldn't. So it's just going to get worse. The other thing, yeah, I guess I can go on a more positive note.
Sure.
We want. I know you give our website out and Facebook page. We're starting a new program today. It was just announced that you can come in and walk dogs now and socialize with the dogs. We weren't allowing that for a while, but some rules changed. And so check out the hours and everything on the website. We have some fundraisers coming up. Check those out. We have our September run walk. We can do more on that next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And as we move up towards that, with this hoarding case, just so your viewers or listeners know, we don't know yet the extent of what we're going to have to do, but the care for these 10 animals is probably going to
it'd be expensive.
Strain us a little bit.
Yeah, right.
So we'll keep you informed as to where we are. But if
thank you.
Any of the listeners out there want to help, they can call us, or I know you'll go through the... here's our...
I'll give the details, certainly.
Yes.
But it is an investment when you donate with the Humane Society. You're making an investment in our community. They are doing some of the gray area, the vital work that this community needs, our friends over at the Humane Society. So when you are, whether it is volunteering time or donating, you know, kitten litter or food or even dollars and cents, you are investing in our community and is greatly appreciated because we appreciate you, Tim. We appreciate your team over there, all the work you guys are doing. Thank you so much for the time. I don't want to cut you off, but said our pet of the week is every pet, and I got to name all of them. So,
I'm
just kidding.
Great.
That's about 100. You're going to take a while.
It's I need a glass of water before I do this. We do encourage you to go to swchs.com. Check out all these amazing animals. Check out not only that, but different ways that you can donate. You can invest in the Humane Society and help them do the work that they are doing and volunteering and everything.
And if you can, they're going to need food and litter.
Greatly so. So let's make sure that they know that they do. Our Humane Society does so much for our community. Let's make sure that they have our back. Let's have theirs. Let's do what we can to help out. SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. And keep in mind that the Humane Society is located at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call, 715-421-8701, 421-8701. Email them at SWCHS@SWCHS.com. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's not only a great follow, a great way to keep up on everything, but also a great way to interact with them. That's another good way to reach out to the Humane Society as well. Tim, appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for the time.
Last thing.
Sure.
Quick, we do have a sale on, so check that out also. Another big sale till I believe the 24th.
Cool.
Because we try to move some of the pets out, and there are some sponsored animals. So,
all right.
Oh, thank you guys for
thank you,
for the
Tim.
Time.
Appreciate you.
And Melissa.
Yes, you too, Tim.
And we send a gigantic thank you to our friend Luann Goetz. She is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let her guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Give her a call today, 715-424-4393. That's 424-4393. Or email her, lgoetz@tickinsurance.com. lgoetz@tickinsurance.com. Support those that support us, everybody. And a big thank you to Luann for the time. We'll be back with more right here at WFHR's Morning Show.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So,
you know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio with Melissa, Seth, and James. If you could return, don't let it burn. Love her voice. Such a great voice.
Very distinct voice.
Ah, yes. So good. So good. We're diving into some entertainment news right now, but I do want to send a big shout out to our friends over at the Southland County Maine Society again. Big thank you to Tim and the gang over there. Again, SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. And if you need to give them a call, you can at 715-423-0505. That's 715-423-0505. Hello Kitty is not a kitty.
Finally, the truth can be told.
Truth is out.
I'm shocked by this. Hello Kitty turns 50 this year, so Sanrio, the company that owns her, decided to mark the occasion by informing us that everything we've ever believed is a lie.
Oh, no.
Because it turns out Hello Kitty is not a cat.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. Sereno exec Jill Cook says, quote, she's actually a little girl born and raised in the suburbs of London. She has a twin sister, Mimi, who is also her best friend.
Aww.
Not only that, but Hello Kitty has a pet cat of her own named Charmy Kitty. One of the reasons this isn't more widely known is that Hello Kitty wasn't introduced in a movie or TV show or any kind of story like that.
That's right.
She was always just a product. Her first appearance was on a vinyl coin purse sold in 1974.
Wow.
So there's never been much backstory to this like you would get out of a cartoon character or something like that.
Right. It's just that you just see what you see. Yeah.
What I am a little kind of interested by here with this is so Hello Kitty has like fake ears.
Yeah.
And that's what it's always been.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. My sister told me this when we were kids. and I honestly hadn't thought about it until like this morning. And it took me a minute to be like, wait a minute, she's not a cat. Oh, yeah, that's right. Jill said that.
She
like,
already told you. Yeah.
It took me a minute and everything because I had to
check. Aren't real.
Hadn't thought about this in a long time, but I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting and kind of cool.
Well, it's in Japan, especially, that's actually quite common. Yeah. To wear fake ears, animal ears, just as a fashion thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's becoming more common here, too.
Yes, you'll see it more and more.
Another way to express yourself. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
I am not any Bob's Burgers fans out there, I'm not messing with Louise. And she wears ears all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
I would embolden her with that.
Yeah.
My kids did things like this, where they wore things around, especially wore things to school and everything like that. The older we get, the less brave and the less we have an opportunity to express ourselves creatively or as individuals.
Right.
And I am encouraged by the younger generations and, you know, being emboldened by this and doing more of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool to see, I think. And it's kind of unique. I'm almost, I use this word very sparingly, but I'm almost a little jealous of it. Just as somebody who definitely dressed different growing up, and I'm sure that's really shocking to you too. I admire this. I do. I actually think it's pretty cool.
Kids have more license, for sure, to be able to do more creative things than adults do. So.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
This is quite interesting to me, and I was saving this one because I did want to get both of your feedback on this one, and in part you, Melissa. Lady Gaga is just that talented that she was able to teach herself to purposely sing poorly for the new Joker movie that is coming out.
Whoa.
So coming out, this is the Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Right.
And it's a little bit weirder, a much more adult. They wanted to do a musical, and Lady Gaga is playing Harley Quinn in this. And these are very loose interpretations of these characters. In fact, Joaquin and the director of the Joker has gone on to say that this isn't necessarily the DC Joker.
No.
That this is more of an interpretation of the Joker and everything.
Exactly.
So quit telling me that Joaquin Phoenix is the best to ever play the Joker. He's not actually playing the Joker. I'll move on.
Yeah, right.
But this is quite fascinating to me. She wanted to remain true to her character, Harley Lee Quinn, who is not a trained singer. Mm-hmm. So when it came to this, she worked really hard to kind of pull back on her voice and to find ways to interpret her voice where it's her singing, but not Lady Gaga that we all know.
Right. Tremendous singer, right. Yeah.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, really is. Gaga said, quote, how do you take music and have it just to be an extension of the dialogue as opposed to breaking into song for no conceivable reason?
Mm.
It was unlike anything I've ever done before. There's plenty of bum notes from Lee where I breathe to sing on stage. I have this very controlled way to make sure I'm on pitch and it's sustained at the right rhythm and around the an amount of time. But Lee would never know how to do any of that. So she didn't.
Right. Oh, wow.
Joker hits theaters October 4th.
Wow. Hmm. That's interesting.
Melissa, and I don't mean to put you on the spot with this or anything, but I don't know a whole lot of people that I genuinely respect as singers. I just don't have a lot of that in my group. I have plenty of musician friends and everything. Most of them play instruments. So when it comes to singing, I do tend to go to you oftentimes. And I just respect you as a your voice and your singing and all that. And you tend to know it a little bit. To be able to do this to me, if somebody told me, like, okay, James, you can't be the actor we all know. You got to pull back. Back on your acting a little bit. You gotta, like, I don't even know. All
we
I know is
B film from you, James.
All I know is one speed. I only know how to go fast. I don't know how to pull back on those things. I find it very, like, impressive. Like, mm-hmm. That seems like it would take a very difficult process to kind of figure out. Or am I overthinking it?
I don't think so, because that's her day job, is singing. I mean, mm-hmm. That's what she does. She has a fine-tuned instrument in her voice, and she's worked really hard to overcome some of those, like she said, learning how to breathe and sustain
mm-hmm.
while you're performing takes a lot of effort and practice and training.
It does.
So to not do that is like, I don't even know how to equate it to something else. It's something that you do all the time and you know how to do it really well, like riding a bike. Mm. Like, you ride a bike, you know how to balance when you're going. How do you purposely, you know, make yourself lose your balance on purpose?
Right, it
takes an effort. You have to think about it. So she really would have had to put a lot of effort into, not that she tried to mess up necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pulling back on the habits of the proper way to do it.
Yeah,
right.
It's a different way of thinking about it. It's like, okay, I always do it this way because this is the proper way to do it. Now I have to not do it that way, so I really got to think about it.
Right. It's someone who, you know, who is a good singer, a good musician. It's like trying to have them do something off key.
Yep.
Because it's so ingrained, you know, that they know what it's supposed to sound like. Because I know this note sounds like this. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how you do that. Now, make it sound off key. Mm-hmm. That's really hard to do because it's not something you're used to. Just like what Melissa was saying. That all, I mean, it all comes together, especially if you're, you know, trained in a certain way. You know, every singer out there, someone as good as Lady Gaga, yes, they have talent. They absolutely have talent. But one of my favorite quotes of all time is what Ted Williams used to say about baseball in particular, but this could be for any kind of endeavor, okay? God will get you to the plate. After that, you're on your own, which means you got to work at it.
Yeah,
you got to practice. You got to make sure you train to get to that level that you want to get to. Mm-hmm. So, and then, like Melissa said, and then now going back against all that training, mm-hmm. that's not easy. That is not easy.
The only comp I have to this, when I was taking classes at UCLA, we took a ton of like 16 different acting classes over there. One of the classes was a comedy class. It was literally called Comedy 102. and we go in and I'm just want to learn comedy. This is decades before I go to Second City or any of that. And I really don't know. I wasn't born with a funny bone. I don't know how to be funny. I take this class. Our first day, we get three chances to fall. To just do a fall. And everybody in class is thinking the same thing. I fall all the time. I can do this. But when you're trying to fall, you have to make it look like you're not trying to catch yourself. You're not trying to, you know, fall out. You got to be Dick Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be out there and willing to just throw your body and be willing to do an actual accidental fall that you are planning on.
Mm-hmm.
And our bodies are instinctively want to protect
Don't
us.
Don't
want
to do that, yeah.
And it took almost every student in that class the second or third try, and some didn't even get it, where they just kept catching themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same thing, but it reminds me of that.
Yeah. No, it's very similar, yeah.
Seeing 20 of my peers going up to the mat and not being able to fall down, you know? And this old vaudevillian kind of joke that's been around for decades and decades, and 20 of us are in that class, and not a darn one of us really can nail it on the first try.
It's probably the first joke, by the way. falling down.
Yeah, really is.
Oh, look at him, he fell down.
Looking what's new on your... Oh, did you have something, Melissa?
Nope, I agree with you. It's hard to fall on purpose.
It sure is.
But boy, doing it on accident, real easy.
real easy.
Looking at what's new on your small screen tonight, the Olympic highlights with Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson at 6 o'clock on Peacock. Primetime Olympic coverage begins at 7. The third season finale, don't forget the lyrics, is on at 7 on Fox. And interesting new series premiere, Are You Sure? On Disney Plus, a reality series about the 23 trip that a couple of members of BTS took together to before their military enlistment.
Oh.
New series premiere on Peacock, too. Mr. Throwback, Adam Pauly, the very funny Adam Pauly, I'm a fan of his, plays a down-on-his-luck memorabilia collector looking for redemption by reconnecting with his sixth-grade teammate, NBA legend Steph Curry. I've seen the trailers for this, and Steph is acting in it and everything.
Yeah, right.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Pretty good, yeah.
It helps to have Adam Pauly there, who is a wonderful comedic actor and does very well playing with others and balancing off of others and everything. I'm going to give it a chance.
The quality of NBA players acting has been up and down, to be nice. Yeah.
I will say, on a TV show, like what we mostly see is in commercials, and that's a whole different ballgame. Sure. When you've got an actual director and writers on there that work with the actor, work with the athlete actor, it can be a little bit better. I will look at the air movies or what.
Oh, Air.
Space Jam.
Right.
Whether it's Michael Jordan or it's LeBron James, to your point, that it's not necessarily, A-list acting, but you have good directors and you have people that can work with these guys to where, okay, well, that scene will work. Cut, we're moving on.
At least they know what they're trying for, right?
The fourth and final season of the wonderful Umbrella Academy premieres on Netflix today. Very excited about that.
Cool.
And that is about new on your small screen.
All right.
We will get to our news break. Come back after checking in with our partners. We've not only got to talk about our WFHR WIRI parking lot party, but what's the one thing you can never say no to? What is the one thing? It's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be having a good one here in less than a week.
We are.
We are less than a week away from our open house, our WFHR WIRI parking lot party.
Woo!
I'm bringing the hula hoops.
It's going to be amazing. We're going to be blasting live.
A little too crazy. The hula hoops. A little too crazy there.
No, come on, James is going to be able to do it. I promise.
This is going to be a lot of fun, not just for us, but for you out there. We encourage you to come on down to the studios and check them out. We're looking forward to doing a bunch of different things.
All kinds of stuff.
From noon to 6 next Wednesday, we are going to be having this open house. Spread the word about it, everybody, and make plans to come on down and say hi.
Yes.
Yeah, this is our listener appreciation party. This is your party.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for not only you, but the kids to come in and maybe get a little bit of radio experience or look behind the curtain a little bit and see some of what we do around here. We're going to have an opportunity for kids to do some recordings and also learn about other jobs in radio.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I have all the outlines finished and ready to go. I got to get those printed off, so we're ready. It's going to be easy. They just fill in a few blanks, and then they record it in the microphone. I'll show them how to I do the editing, and then we throw it on a USB drive that they get to take home with them.
It's so cool.
Well, those are like the really cool jobs. You got to give them the ones that you know that you probably end up with in radio,
Seth.
Like James cue card holder.
Yes.
You know, it's not glamorous, but it helps them a lot.
It works. It works a lot. I don't know where I'd be without that. I really don't. There's that. We're gonna have a food truck down here. Looking forward to that.
El Social Tacos food trucks. I'm so excited. Their tacos are so good.
Still waiting to hear back about a couple other things for the kids, but we are looking forward to having some other stuff as well when it comes to that. We have our friends at Edge VR that are going to be down here any day now to check out our TV and see if they can hook up over their VR system.
That was on my list to ask you about.
There you go.
We've been in touch with them, and they should be here any day to check that out and make sure that everything's up and running and ready to go.
Yeah, you might get a preview.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's so many fun things that we have in store with this. And this is just the first of many, guys. We want to do this every year. And I think around this time of year, a month, this time of the summer is a great time to do this.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll probably keep it in August. And we're looking forward to having you down for the party. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And spread the word about this one, everybody, because we want a lot of people attending this. We want a lot to have you on. And we're going to be live and direct from 4 to 6 here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth, we're going to be doing something really cool on WIRI.
We are. We're looking for your requests, everyone. So make sure you get those in to us. You can text them in on the WIRI text line through the Civic Media app, which is also where you should be. You should have it anyway because you're doing the chicken chase contest anyway. Remember? Don't forget about that. But we want those in by Sunday, the 11th, if you can get those in, just to make sure that we have the tracks all set and ready to go for that time period. Because we're not only going to be playing it over WIRI's airwaves. We're going to be having it playing in the parking lot as well. So we're going to have music there as well. So get your requests in.
Song. That's why they want the requests early, because if it's not on our database, they're going to find it.
We can find it and put it right in there. That's right.
Yeah.
Spread the word and make plans to attend our WFHR WIRI parking lot party.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that. Also, keep in mind that we are doing this completely to... we're also trying to help out our local food pantry. Mm-hmm. We're looking for you to bring down non-perishable food items as well, so we can get them to the food pantry.
Yep.
We're also hoping to have some nonprofits joining us. We have the Wood County Health Department that's going to be coming by. Right, Marilissa?
Yes, I believe so. I've not gotten confirmation yet, but I know that we've been in contact. We're trying to see who can be there with just some information and be available to talk with people from the Wood County Health Department.
People just have to show up to find out what is all happening here. We're going to have all
it's
kinds
all gonna
of things.
It's all going to come together last minute, like we do everything. That's how it works in radio.
Yep. We are. If you are a nonprofit out there and would like to be a part of the party, please reach out to me. We'll see what we can do. James.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, call our front desk, 424-1300. Look forward to talking with all of you and look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, noon to 6 at our WFHR WIRI parking lot party.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so much fun. What's that one thing you can't say no to? For me, it's my mother. What is that one thing? Maybe they're too full or can't eat or drink anything else. So that's why they say no to that extra sweet or whatever, that extra treat. But maybe it's that, or maybe it's being polite and you just won't want to accept anything else. Maybe they don't want what is being offered. So why do people turn things down? Or maybe they just can't say yes because they're already, you know, in doing something or whatever.
Yeah.
Someone asked the internet, what's the one thing you would never say no to?
Okay.
And here are the top responses. A paid day off. Ooh. A nap. Can't say no to a nap. A breath mint or gum. If it's being offered, chances are there's a reason.
Yeah. So, I will take that. Yeah. Yes.
Pizza. Pizza made the
That's
list.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good
yeah.
one. That is a good one. Money.
Free money. Well, I'll take that.
This is starting to become one of the easiest lists I've ever seen, actually. Flowers. Flowers Aww. Also made the list. Ice cream.
Ooh, okay.
Ice cream. Cute pets, or specifically the opportunity to pet a cat.
Or
pet a dog.
Pet an animal, okay.
Cute pets. So petting, we're talking about. Someone asked me to go for a car ride. I don't care where we're going. I just always say yes. So, speaking of pets, this person is part golden retriever.
Yes. Hey, I'm going down to the slaughterhouse. Want to come with me?
Yeah.
Woo! It's a car ride. Woohoo!
I love car rides. I'm going to stick my head out the window. An invention or an invitation to go shopping. A lot of people said that one.
Okay.
Ooh, that's an easy no for me.
A hug. Some people can never say no to a hug.
This is the one that I thought of during the break. I was like, okay, what is something I can't say no to? Yeah, a hug, even when it's awkward or I don't want to. It's so conditioned to be like, well, I'm going to let that person down if I don't, but I don't always want to. And it's weird.
But you still, it's just, you still are in right what it said. You still won't say no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These last two are quite interesting, and you can check out the entire list at reddit.com. At number 14, the Lord of the Rings Extended Edition.
What?
Why do you supply?
Can't say no to that.
That's very specific.
Because yeah. I just have 3.5 hours to spend.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And mushroom ravioli.
Well, there you go.
Ooh.
That's again very specific. It's mushroom.
Very specific.
So that is quite an interesting list. I think that there's also the like loose things like this. Like maybe this isn't the same thing, but you're flipping through channels, or you just happen to catch a movie in the beginning of it, or something like that, mm-hmm. and you're watching the rest of it. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
There's some of that where it's not, you're not thinking in your head, oh, I can't say no to this movie. You just instinctively like, oh, I got to watch the rest of Heat. I caught the beginning of it. I got to watch the rest.
Right, right.
That's something that popped in my head here. Similar to if I catch a song that I haven't heard in a long time and I'm in the car, we've all been here. You're already in your parking lot, but you stay in the car a little bit longer to finish the song. You
right.
cannot pull yourself away from it.
Driveway moment, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm reaching on this. I'm stretching it out a little bit here.
I can't say no to a glass of water. Somebody offers me a drink of water, I'm going to take it.
Oh, okay. I'm having trouble, man. I can't think of anything.
That you wouldn't say no to?
I'm really.
Hi.
Hi. No.
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to do that.
A dramatic twist in the conversation. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, the Pi Council says no.
No. No.
This is newsworthy.
I am
see, even that, I can't. Yeah, I can say no to Pi. So I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm trying to figure it out here.
You come up with that answer.
Oh, actually, I can say something that I will always say no to. I can give you that. Ooh. If someone offers me an alcoholic beverage. I'll say
there you
no
go.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Nicely there done.
So
nicely
it's kind done. Of the opposite, yeah. but yeah, there
well,
you go.
That works. That works. It's an interesting
always
list. And we encourage you to hear your answers. Always feel free to call up 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Yep.
We'll get to our final commercial break. Take care of our partners. Come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour, get into our schedule in a little bit, talk about some other stuff. But we got to wrap up on this one. And I don't think this is necessarily a that ain't right story, but you go ahead and decide for yourselves.
All right.
The mayor of an Italian island is attempting to solve an animal overpopulation problem with an unusual offer. Free goats! Free goats for anyone who can catch them and take care of them.
Oh, boy.
Catch them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ricardo,
free goats with caveats.
Ricardo Galaglio, the mayor of Alassudio in Sicily's Elio Elgarabatio area,
okay.
introduced an adopt-a-goat program when the small island's wild goat population grew to 6 times the human population of about 100.
That's a lot of goats.
Giulio said anyone who emails a request to the local government and pays a $17 stamp fee can take as many goats as they wish, as long as they transport them off the island within 15 days of approval.
Chupacabras, line up.
Yep. He said the scheme is currently available until April 10th, but he will extend the deadline until the goat population is back down to a more manageable number. The mayor told CNN that officials will not investigate the intentions of prospective goat owners, but ideally, we would like to see people try to domesticate the animals rather than eat them. Here comes in the that ain't right part of the story.
Ooh, gotta say that, though.
You gotta vet these. You gotta vet these people, man. The island's goat herd originated about 20 years ago when they were purposely brought to Alcudia by someone who intended to breed them, but they ended up just wandering loose and became wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I do bring this up story for the funny, but also it ties into our opening story this morning in the 9 o'clock hour right. here with our pet friends at the Humane Society and the idea of overpopulated animals and how we take care of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Same thing happened on Hawaii, by the way.
Mm.
There's many wild goats wandering around there as well. And wild chickens.
Let's talk about chickens.
Yeah.
Once again, we do encourage you to reach out to our South County Humane Society, volunteering, donating, any ways you can help, SWCHS.com. And a big shout out to not only Tim and our friends over at the Humane Society, but to Luann Goats. I appreciate Luann Goats joining us. Nobody saw this? The connection?
Goats? Goats?
I'm going to goats. I mean,
yeah.
No, totally. I'm out. I'm off my game.
I wasn't going to say it because dad joke.
I worked so hard on that one. I wouldn't know. Luann, we appreciate you, Luann.
Yes.
Thank you so much, not only for your service in the community here, helping out people with Medicare, but, of course, sponsoring our Pet of the Week. We appreciate mm-hmm. that. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goats at 715-424-4393, 424-4393.
Mm-hmm. Somebody please give James a cookie.
Thank you. Thank you. I will always take – now, there's something I can't say no to.
Cookies. That's right.
And for me, it's brownies.
Mm. Oh,
can't
very
say
good.
No to a brownie.
Boy, I don't know if it's – which is more – cookies or donuts? If it's tougher for me to say no to,
I can always say no to a donut.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
We have found James's kryptonite. Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever said no to a donut before. I'm not sure that's even in my vocabulary. I'm not sure.
In fact, he doesn't understand why anyone would say no to a donut.
What is wrong with you people?
You're so Homer.
It's a perfectly good donut. Donut. Looking at our schedule, we got some amazing stuff lined up for you all day long here at WFHR. It kicks off in just a couple of minutes with our good friends at Matt and Air on Air. Join Jane and Greg for that amazing show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
After them at noon, we got another great show for you, right?
Yeah,
Melissa?
The Todd Alba Show. And actually, I think I'm doing a guest call in on that show today to talk about the events yesterday in Eau Claire.
Very nice.
Very
that'll
cool.
That'll be from noon to two. I'll be somewhere in the first hour. I don't
okay.
know when yet.
Join Todd for that. Stick around because 2 to 4, you got Maggie Dawn Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Maggie, one of the more important voices, not just here at Civic, but in radio. It covers this stuff better than most and does it with a smile and a little bit of attitude, which I love. I cannot get enough of.
I don't know when she's coming back because I know Jim Santel has been.
Yes. Yeah, he's been subbing this week, so who's also very good.
Yes.
And if you ever had a chance to check out his Saturday show, Amicus, it's amazing. I mean, he goes through all the important court cases and the Court of Appeals, Supreme Court, and all that stuff. It's really cool.
After that, Monday through Friday, join us from 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine, our opportunity to talk to some local individuals about some great events and great moments. And we have got a good one lined up for you today. Join us at 4. Ashley Normington's going to join us from the Wood County Health Department.
Nice.
We're going to talk about funding that is available for business and organizations to apply for in Wood County from the opioid settlement funds.
Ooh,
it's an important topic.
That's good.
Looking forward to talking with her. And in part two at 4:30 today, our friends from Extension joining us. Kayla Rumbalski is going to be here along with Morgan Vanderhey from Mid-State Technical College.
All right.
We're going to discuss a brand new scholarship fund for Wood County residents. That's going to be pretty cool. Want to talk about that.
Awesome.
And we've got just a couple of games left of the Rafter baseball for the season. Mm-hmm. Got one of them lined up for you today. The boys of summer are in Fond du Lac. It's their final road game.
It is.
This will be at 6:20 tonight. If you are not in the Fond du Lac area, we got you covered. Catch it right here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. We're not just this year, but next summer as well. Mm-hmm. We'll be the home of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Mm-hmm.
Find out more and get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. And keep in mind, we've got a Friday and Saturday games. If you need tickets, give us a call, everybody. We'd like to get them to you.
Yes.
All you got to do is share with me one of your favorite Rafter memories, and we will make sure to get you those tickets.
Yes.
Friday, the game against the Green Bay Rockers will feature Firework Friday and $6 Rocky Rococo Pizza. And Saturday on August 10th, the final game of the season, fireworks and kids are going to run the bases. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com, northwoodsleague.com.
Wrap up a successful season.
And they gave away a lot of bobbleheads there at the games. James, have you counted your bobbleheads recently?
I've got... wait, did you put one up there?
Did I?
The Officer Roscoe one. I was wondering where that came from. Oh, Melissa, you're good. Oh, you're good.
I figured you'd notice it right away.
I did, but I didn't. I didn't know that where it came from. I had no idea. I actually had Sheriff Becker in yesterday, and I thought Sean slid it up there, but just didn't tell me or something. Well done, Melissa. Nicely done.
That was good.
Thank you. Thank you for adding to our collection.
Yeah, I got to go to the game on National Night Out on Tuesday, and I didn't stick around for the whole thing. But when I left, they were winning, and that trend continued because they won that game.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they did. Yep. And I also heard there was that night was also a sellout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Witter Field. Over 1,500 people there. That's awesome. Yeah.
It was really full.
Got a lot of great things going on Thursdays here in Wisconsin Rapids. Seth, let's tell them about one of them.
Well, the farmer's market's going on right now, everyone, till 2 o'clock today. It's every Thursday and Saturday throughout summer. They're going till October 12th this year. They're on First Avenue South. Make sure you head on down there. It's always good food, always good produce, other kinds of good stuff there. You never know what you're going to find at the farmer's market. So head down there now.
Lunch by the River going on 11:30 to 1 today, as far as we know right now. You can keep an eye on this at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. If there is any movement or cancellation, they will let you know. Otherwise, it's going to be a great time down there with some of our great food vendors, a lot of good entertainment. Duology is going to be down there.
Duology. They're great.
We got to get them on Director's Cuts.
Yes, we do.
That's a fun band. Be sure to check that out and enjoy Lunch by the River. We got a couple more of these left through the month of August. Be sure to check them out.
And the rain should clear up before then, according
here's
to
the hoping. Here's hoping.
Yeah.
Brittany said it.
Brittany said it. Good enough for me. Our friends at McMillan Memorial Library have some great events going on in the coming weeks throughout the month of August, and one of them happening tonight from 7 to 9. Join them for David Rogers, solo guitarist in concert, going at the Fine Arts Center tonight from 7 to 9. David fuses classical, jazz, and world music into beautiful, expressive, and virtuoso tones.
I would like to go to that.
David has been called a modern master of the classical guitar by 20th Century Guitar, and ClassicsToday.com is a very good artist. Check that out. They got some other great music coming up next week with Cowboy Union Jam and Four on the Floor. We'll talk about those when we get closer to them. And Saturday, August 17th, the Band Book Club. They'll be discussing The Handmaid's Tale. I am so proud of our local library and the people that work over
there.
That's
really cool.
And having this Band Book Club. I stand with the band, and I'm not just for myself speaking. But I appreciate the work that they are doing over there. And I got a world good story I want to get to. The oldest living woman from the Rosie the Riveter days just turned 109 on Monday.
Woo!
Wow.
Hattie Pruitt.
That's a great name.
Oh, I love that name. She's originally from Mississippi, but she's lived in Berkeley, California since the 30s. She was a shipyard welder during World War II. Her son says they liked her because her welding was meticulous. And she was small, so she could fit into tight spaces.
Oh, God.
She says her secret to living so long is eating fruits and vegetables every day and kindness.
How about that?
Quote, you don't get nowhere being nasty to people.
Boy, that's some words of wisdom right there, huh?
I want that on a t-shirt. Hattie, you are one of my new favorite people. I love this lady, and I love this quote. That is fantastic. I want that on bumper stickers, on t-shirt. You don't get nowhere being nasty to people.
There you go.
It's a good line.
Now you know.
Good show today, you two. Thank you so much.
It was awesome.
Thank you, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.